are now listening to the Serious Growth Podcast with your host, Leo Costa Jr.
Good morning, everyone in Serious Growth Land. How y'all doing? A few days away from Christmas. Cold weather's out. The boogeyman's out again. My training session today, you know, you're only as good as your last workout every single time. So it's important to document that. It's not a small thing, not for serious growthers. But I did 437 reps today. And I trained back biceps. 437 reps. I did 237 reps per back. T-bar row, low row, lat pull down, straight arm pull. 237 reps. I did 200 reps for biceps. Barbell curl, 10 sets of 10. And then I did a preacher curl with a kibble. Same, 10 sets of 10. That should be 437. Did that in 41 minutes. And I'm not completely happy. You would think I would be, but I'm not. And the reason for that is 41 minutes. So that means, let's see, was that 41 minutes or not, Kara? I need to do math here. 542. Yeah, 41 minutes. If I did my math right, I had 6 minutes of rest time and all that. And I think I could do better. It's all about not wasting energy. You know, I listened to a podcast, and this has to do with a guy that is he's a prep. He's not a cook, but he preps for the cooks in a restaurant. This guy was amazing, his story. And I think it applies to what we're talking about. So it's kind of the same, but different, you know, because he's in a different area. And all this guy does every day is he preps and guts fish for a restaurant. And he's been doing it for years. This guy does 700 pounds of fish daily in about 5 hours. That's incredible. But when you study his method, I found it really interesting. And what he does is he does the same regimen day in and day out when he does his cutting up his fish. His prep, everything is the same every single day to the nth degree. Even where he puts the certain parts of the fish, everything is in order. And the whole purpose of that is to eliminate wasted energy. Hey, 6 minutes of rest is not much, I will tell you. But it's that mindset that good enough is never good enough. And I think that's the point of that, is to just never be happy. I mean, you have to, at some point, you have to pat yourself on the ass at a boy, but it's very short-lived. Move on and do better next time. Always, 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 always. You know, when you have that kind of expectation of yourself, I'll just speak for myself. I'm not happy all the time. I'm actually kind of mad and filled with rage and hate and doubt and fear and all these things that make up my mindset to go deal with this on a daily basis. You know, I did an interview with a fascinating lady. She is she does hypnotherapy. I found her to be really interesting because I think that I know when my kid was playing baseball at a high level, they had sports psychologists for these guys. And obviously it's to make them play, help them deal with. In baseball, it's dealing with a lot of failure. I've mentioned this before, you know, when you hit 300, which is not, you know, that's not a high, In normal world, 300 is 30% basically. And in baseball, that is like you're being successful. But it's a real interesting dynamic that baseball players have to deal with. You know, the fact that 30% is actually successful. Anyway, I talked to this hypnotherapist, and you know, she was telling me that you know, obviously, I've never done it. I thought about doing hypnotherapy, but I got to tell you something. I'm actually, you know, because I'm driven by fear to some degree, I'm afraid to do that. And yet I think there's my rational side, objective side tells me that it would be a good thing. I mean, otherwise these sports at the highest level wouldn't have these sports psychologists working with these athletes. But for some reason, I've just been very hesitant about doing that. And I'll tell you why. And again, I don't know that this makes any sense, but it takes me back to when I was, my kid was coming through baseball and he had scouts watching him. And I was in the dugout with Atlanta Braves scout, an old time scout. And he was telling me, he said, you know, the problem a lot of times with these, especially lower level coaches, like high school coaches, especially, they said, as it relates to, in this case, because it applies to pitchers and all these other positions, but they said, as far as the hitters go, this guy said, a lot of times these high school coaches, they ruin the natural ability of an athlete when they try to make them too robotic. They take that natural ability away. In other words, you know, every athlete who's got that kind of ability, if you overcorrect them or make them think about too many things about where their arms need to be, the step that they take, it takes away from what they do naturally. Because when you watch a lot of those players, especially the hitters, even though their form doesn't look right, but they end up hitting for high averages, because at the end of the day, they have developed a timing mechanism. They have developed their own system, if you would, and creating the results that they need to create in that sport. And I'm thinking, okay, I wonder if I went under, if I did hypnotherapy, and the person that I was talking to said that wouldn't be the case, because I thought, well, you know, if I do hypnotherapy, and I tell her that maybe I have too much anger or whatever, and she smooths me out, for example, if we just use that right there, is that going to affect or impact the way that I get results in my life, whether it be in the weight room or how I get to a result just in anything that I do in my work life, for example? Because, you know, if you study successful people, and we should, because success leaves keys and leaves clues, I should say. There's certain things that successful people do that are kind of common, you know, and we've mentioned that before. Just because you train like Arnold Schwarzenegger doesn't mean that you're going to look like him, you know? And so I'm thinking, okay, if I do hypnotherapy, if I change anything, because change is scary and yet it's necessary. If I change anything in the way, in my approach, because I've gotten a certain amount of success in the way I do things, will that create a negative result? It might, I guess, you know, but so it's a constant battle between, you know, change is always a constant, and yet it's scary to do a change. It's scary to make changes and to reinvent yourself. Again, you know, today's podcast for me is sort of just random thoughts that I had today about things that come into my head, and share that with you. Anyway, just a couple things that kind of entered my mind today from the workout that I did. Keep in mind, for those of you who are training for muscle mass, it's always about volume and getting stronger as a result of that. Okay, keep that focus, and you want to make sure that you're only as good as your last workout. So pay attention to that. Know how many reps you did. Know how long it took you. It's a a map that you start developing for your success, because you need to look back in order to move forward. So welcome to Serious Growth Podcast. Here's something I need to get my off my chest. I'm kind of tired of hearing about the people that say that nutrition is 95% of an overall program. I wholeheartedly disagree with that. It's not. And I'll give you an example. And this is my opinion. You may not agree. And the operating word here is to be most efficient, okay? It's kind of like multitasking. Multitasking, your body is able to multitask, but it's not necessarily the most efficient way to go about doing things. It's just that it has the ability to adapt to its environment. But the as far as, for example, putting on muscle and training, I say that the most important, if I didn't say it, I meant a training component. What's the most important training component? I'll deal with nutrition in a minute. The most important training component is training. Okay. You have the three components are weight training, cardio, and nutrition. Yeah, I guess it is nutrition. Nutrition is not 95% of a program. I hear that too many times. And it's obvious to me that when I hear that, the person or people that are saying that haven't got the experience and really don't know what they're talking about. They're probably just repeating something that they've heard or just limited amount of information and experience that they've had. But try doing this, okay, with regard to those three training components, is just do nutrition by itself and see how well your body puts on muscle, for example. Just use that one example. And the same thing with cardio. Just do cardio and see how well your body puts on muscle. On the other hand, if you just do training and your nutrition is shit and your cardio is not good either, just by weight training, you can improve endurance. You can put on muscle. And again, you don't need necessarily, I'm not saying that you shouldn't eat or, but I'm talking about nutrition being like you have to be nails with that. And with cardio, it's not. The most important training component is weight training, just based on that fact that you can put on muscle, you can improve your endurance, you can even burn body fat just because of the fact that you'll burn more calories and you'll lose body fat. So that's the end of that. I think that's a myth, 95% of that being coming from nutrition. I also think that the most important macro in nutrition is protein. And because you're simply your body is 100% made of protein. And so that seems to be the most friendly to your body. And I disagree with a lot of these people that think that you need to, that, you know, the carbohydrate is the best source. In fact, too many people eating carbohydrates eat too many of them. And then, of course, they end up having a high triglyceride count. So that's, I guess, all that I need to get off my chest as far as that's concerned.
All right, let's take a quick break so I can tell you about our product.
Do you want a bone-crushing grip? Good, because you're gonna get one with the amazing new TRS Gripper. It's a progressive grip builder with longer handles and a special ergonomic design that's like a dozen hand grippers in one. Start off easy and work your way up to quickly build your grip strength from wet noodle to pulverizing. The package includes a video from the world-famous strength coach, Dr. Russ Horine, the man who worked with Leo Costa to help bring you Big Beyond Belief in the Bulgarian Power Burst. Dr. Horine shows you a simple and easy to follow workout plan that takes just minutes a day right from in front of your TV set if you want. So click on the link below and let's get started building you a stronger, firmer, bone-crushing grip.
How do you create the competitive edge for yourself? Are you that person that wants to just compete against yourself? Are you that person that that wants to compete against, you know, to be at a on stage? How do you create that competitive edge? Well, I tell you, one of the things I think when it comes to weight training is I think that you need to, as far as your, how you set up your weight training program, free weight versus machine and cable, I think that 70% of your training, in my opinion, needs to be from barbell training, free weight training. 30% needs to be from machine and cable. And this is, I would say that this would be more like an off-season type training. And 70-30 split, and most of it comes from the barbell. And the closer that you stay to just some basic movements, I think that's where the key is. And I've tried this over the years, and I've tried it at different ages. And, you know, it's not about going in and looking for new exercises to do. Not when you're going into the gym to do that. In gym, I would say that you're, of course, in the beginning, you have to find out what those basic movements are, but I'm telling you what they need to be is basic. It's T-bar rows. It's low rows, it's lat pull downs. I think that's those are pretty basic. Bench press, barbell bench press, various angles. And you stick with that course. You don't vary. You day in and day out, you pretty much do the same workout. The idea is that what you're trying to do is perfect the workout. And that takes a lot of practice because there's variables within that. So you're not going to change much with your routine. It should be the same pretty much all the time. You know, once you've gotten your basic stuff, your basic core group of exercises. Now, if you're trying to incorporate new movements, I would say do that on off days and practice that on your off days, because if you're incorporating something and this goes to a point of, you know, wasted movement. If you're going in and trying new exercises in your regular workout, then you're taking a step backwards. And, you know, and if you're that person that doesn't really care if that happens, that's fine. I keep talking about the how to do stuff that's the most efficient all the time. The most efficient way to get a result in actually the quickest time without compensating or compromising anything that you're doing. And, you know, this is where that less is more, you know, and then when it comes to your, if you're pre-contesting, I would say that's percentage of what you're doing with 70-30 should be more like a 60-40 split. And I would say at that point, it's now the bring in some more dumbbell and, you know, cable. I think that's appropriate at that point. But in the off season, keep it basic, keep it simple. Less is more. I believe that the best protein source of protein for developing the overall body is red meat. End of story. I think, at least it was my opinion, I was always the strongest when I was eating red meat. I did the Vince Gironda, and I believed in. I thought that was an interesting program. The 36 eggs. And I thought it was really good. It's a good source of protein, but in terms of being, you know, building that body strong enough to withstand those brutal workouts that you're doing day in and day out, I think it's really hard to beat the red meat. So, you know, creating that competitive edge is, again, you know, don't waste your time when you're going to the gym. Make sure that you're eating plenty of red meat. The other thing I wanted to talk about is this goes back to new exercises. A lot of times I see, especially on social media, I see the latest exercise to do that really, you know, puts on all this, makes all this result for your workouts. I would say that, you know, because of the fact that it takes 21 days, you know, for your body to really respond and to see what the overall benefit is of a certain exercise that you're trying. If you haven't done it for 21 days, and I'm sure that a lot of these people that are putting stuff on, especially social media, if you haven't done it for 21 days, then it's probably not an effective exercise. And unfortunately, in the industry, it seems like style has gotten more popular than substance. And I don't think that's obviously a good thing. And some of the stuff that naturally bothers me. I'm going to talk about also I've always been a big believer in training as natural as you possibly can. When I first got into the industry, it was all about that. And I've mentioned it before, you know, as I got further in, I was that athlete that switched over and I used performance enhancing supplements or substance. But I still want to get back to, you know, now that I'm at this age, it's almost kind of like coming full circle. The thing is pretty cool about what's out there in the industry, if you really look and study, because it's hard to find the stuff that really does work. I've come across a couple of products that I think are outstanding for the athlete, especially if you're doing it naturally. You know, you want to get the most that you can from your body. There's a product called Age Defense. I think that's an awesome product. It's based on growth factors, and it's all protein. Growth factors are just small chains of protein that when they're combined together in a certain way, they get a response. So you can take the, you know, some growth factors that are more specific to for growth hormone release naturally. I think the peptide thing is like the thing of the future for sure. It's been around for a while, but Age Defense, it's a guy that invented this stuff, Emmerich. The guy's a genius, and he just basically what he does is just takes advantage of what your body can do and just use protein, which is very friendly to your body, to make it respond at the highest level. Very good stuff. The other product that I've come across, which is really cool, it's a product called Oxylurum. And basically, I have had this guy on my show too. And the what this does is that one of the things I really liked about it is it creates and it stimulates the your body to produce red blood cells. And how it does that is you get natural EPO. This is the EPO we're talking about, like Lance Armstrong did with his bikes, but he did it via injection. I'm talking about utilizing your body, because your body produces EPO naturally. It actually produces it from the kidneys. And then, you know, once it's produced from the kidneys, then that EPO, it's a peptide hormone, it acts on your bone marrow. And when it does that, then the bone marrow, it starts producing more red blood cells. And you know, when that happens, then your body creates and produces more oxygen. This is a natural form of blood doping. And it's one of those things that will not, or that will pass any kind of anti-doping. Like for those guys that are competing in natural events, it's natural. It's it's not going to be something that you'll get hammered on. It's just a natural way of producing blood doping. I started taking this product about 4 or 5 days ago, and what you could do to measure the success of this is if you have those little finger where you can test your saturation of oxygen and blood and I think an oximeter, I think is what they call that. And that gives you direct information whether or not this product is working. I love stuff that you can take that you can actually see and verify and confirm that, in fact, it is working. And what I'm seeing already is because I check my oxygen saturation on a regular basis, but I'm doing it even more now to see if I can find a trend on this thing. Because Robbie Robinson, he has actually taken a product very similar, if not like just exactly like this, for his sickle cell anemia, and it basically just cured him. You can just ask him about that. And so this is kind of the same idea. This product is a little bit different, but it's mostly the same. But I am noticing a trend up now in my saturation of oxygen. 94, 95 is kind of where I've been. And that's a good reading, but I'm starting to see it climb now. And it's staying more like 96, 97. I even hit 98. And for me, that's not usually the case. I'll get back on that. But I think that's a legit product. Most of the stuff that's on the market doesn't live up to its hype, but Age Defense and the, this product, OxyLERM, I believe it's the way you spell that. If you want more information about that, I can certainly, I can let you in on what's going on. I'm constantly looking for stuff like that to see if it really works that well. And I would say early indications for these, for this product, because I've mentioned that Age Defense I've been taking for quite some time, and it's amazing. It's been a game changer for me. And I know that because of the way my body's responding at this age. It's pretty mind-blowing, actually, to be honest with you, which I love. I mean, you know, to be able to still do this stuff and look this good, I love it. You know, one of the things that the Bulgarians did, which goes to this product that I'm talking about, this natural EPO producing product, is that this is what the Bulgarians did back in those days when I went over there. You know, they would take their athletes up into the high elevation. Well, that's the whole point of that, was to create a natural way of blood doping. This does it, and you don't have to go up in elevation to get the effect. So that's that. Another thing that I mentioned was, you know, your body becomes this function. And this is as it relates to multitasking. Something to think about, even though that your body will adapt to its environment because it has to, because that's its fight or flight nervous system, that doesn't mean that's always the best way to do something. And I will go as far as telling you this. I think that you should eat alone. And I'll tell you why. Because eating alone is when you focus on one thing, you're going to get the most out of that. When you focus on one thing, when you're in the gym, okay, I'm off season. I'm training for muscle size. I'm just focusing on that. When I'm eating and talking to somebody, look, and again, some of you out there will say, well, you're out of your fucking mind. I'm just going to go, I can't eat alone, right? I'd rather eat with somebody. That's fine. I'm not saying that. But you can argue that if you focus on one thing, you're going to get the most result from that than you are anytime you start splitting that your attention up to doing anything else. Again, it doesn't mean that your body won't adapt, but it's the most efficient way. That's what I'm talking about here. So I would say arguably you should eat alone, just for the reasons I'm telling you about. When you're talking to somebody and eating, you're distracting your digestive process. So think about that for a while. Aside from that, that's about all I got for you today, guys. Let me see here. Yeah, I think that's about all that I've got. You guys out there that are in Serious Growth Land, keep sending your questions. Always good stuff. The idea is to pass information forward. So let's keep this thing going and let's see how we can look when we're like in our, you know, our 80s. Let's look like we're in our 60s or in our 80s. Maybe that's too long to live. I don't know. Anyway, until next time, get serious growth.
Thanks for listening to the Serious Growth Podcast. For more episodes like the one you just listened to, subscribe to us on your mobile podcast app and leave us a review. If you'd like to reach out, you can find us online at seriousgrowth.com. Until next time, train smart and train hard.